Harjit Hampshire, the winner, MXGP USA winner. Nice work, 1-1. First of all, there's so many myths with you and this track. How much have you ridden here?
I rode here once. I did, remember it was Jordan and I, we did that big like video shoot.
No, I don't remember.
Well, it was literally amateur days.
Okay.
It's the only time I've ever rode here.
All right. I heard that you had ridden here a few times. I heard you hadn't ridden here at all, so we know, one time.
One time. And it was literally, it was when the track was just built.
Okay.
So there was no clay, nothing, and it was like, I mean, it was still sweet, but it was nothing like this.
Topsy-turvy weekend yesterday, motor blows. You have one of the last gate picks, and it stays for both motos. But today you got the starts. I understand you went inside first moto and outside the second moto?
Well, all right, we'll start from yesterday. In practices, dude, it felt like I was on a stock bike out there. I came back, I'm like, dude, we're not even competitive right now.
Yeah.
And then, dude, I was kind of worried. I'm like, man, we're struggling to get in the top 10 right now. I mean, those guys are no joke. They were going for it. And then we leaned it out quite a bit for that race. And as soon as I took off the gate, started spitting and sputtering.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, you know, I need to salvage it for a gate pick.
Yeah.
And then two to go, she went completely. So then we came back, new motor, new electronics. I had my spare bike. So we showed up today, and the warm-up, I rode both bikes.
Okay.
And it was the one I didn't ride yesterday that I liked more. But our plan was to ride that bike, one moto, and the other bike the next.
Okay. But super weird.
Yeah, we weren't doing that after we won the first one. No. I was like, dude, we ain't touching this thing.
Right.
So, yeah, we was...
So what gate pick did you end up having?
I think I was 38th or 32nd or something like that. There was one guy after me.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, Dakota Alex, who missed his gate yesterday.
So that was first moto. First moto, we had two guys behind me. Last moto, I only had one. But, yeah, I seen him first moto because I was outside, but not as far outside. He was three bike lengths ahead of me. So, like, I was just praying no one took that. Talked to Dan, he's like, actually I talked to Ziggy, and he's like, man, whatever you think, and it was open, I took it, and if you watch the gate, I mean, I jumped out and I went straight right.
Yeah.
Caught that grass, and Hill almost beat me to it.
Yeah.
But
and you must have been doing like about 80 miles an hour.
It felt like I was doing Mach 10 all the way around. I wasn't lifting, because I knew, I mean, Covington, we had a good like pace that first moto, and I was just trying like to break him, and you know, I had that pass or whatever, but then he was still there, and then he went down. And, you know, I had my mistake, but that second moto is brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Not an easy track to pass on. If you look at the qualifiers from yesterday, a lot of the guys, Hurlings passed Caroli, but they kind of stayed, everybody stayed the same. When you were behind Thomas in the first moto, I noticed you were going about 50 feet longer in each corner because you were going inside to try to get by him. Did you feel like it was tough to pass?
First moto, I didn't start second. So if you think about that, I started, I mean, I think I was seventh in the first turn. By the time the first lap ended, I was second.
Yeah.
So yesterday, yeah, I'd say, well, I felt like I was on a pit bike yesterday, so it was hard to pass.
Yeah.
But today, I mean, track was brutal. I mean, maybe not for them, but for me, I mean, it was pretty rough. It was probably one of the rougher ones, I mean, that I've done this year. I mean, it's definitely, I think it's worse than Southwick.
Wow, really, huh?
Yeah, definitely it's worse than Southwick. Honestly, it came around today, though. The track was good. I mean, I think they really did a really good job. I mean, first podium's a win here, but, I mean, I really won it during the season, which...
came close.
Yeah, so, I don't know. Hopefully, we still get a bonus for this. So.
Yeah, I don't know. You got no purse money, so there's no purse money. Second moto, you looked at everything was in control. You know, did you start in front of Covington, or did you pass him?
No,
okay. Yeah, so you got the whole shot. You started, everything was in control, and then here comes these Suzuki guys. So your pit was telling you, hey, pick it up?
Yeah, well, like, again, I expected them to fade pretty bad, and... you know, I got that start. Like, we had a pretty good pace early, but I knew I just kind of, like, expected Covington to fade back. And whenever he did, you know, I got that, like, 6 or 7 seconds. I was like, all right, good. Like, I kind of calmed down and I just stabilized that. And then once I seen these yellow things coming, I'm like, man, what is going on? And then I got Covington fast, so I was like, oh, man, we got to pick it up. But, I didn't want to go fast, but if I had to, I still could have.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what we're training. So, I mean, I was hurting, not going to lie. I almost passed out down there after the race. But, man, it was fun. What a day.
Yeah, you were really good from, you know, right from the start, and it looked to be your day. Cool to hear the national anthem up there. I mean, it's not something we do in nationals, but I was thinking, watching you on the thing, that must be a pretty cool moment.
Yeah, not even that. I mean, I haven't raced anything like this. You know, we got American flags waving all in the back. You know, the fans were nuts. I got so many fans here. I mean, I only live like 2.5, almost 3 away. So that was cool, you know, hearing the national anthem. I was so hot up there, I was honestly about to pass out, so I didn't really listen. But, man, it was cool. I mean, you don't know what it's like, though, until you show up and race these things. Yeah. I mean, I didn't really know what to expect. Everyone I talked to was like, take it easy Saturday, take it easy Saturday. I didn't mean to do that yesterday. Like, I was trying to go fast. Yeah, yeah. It was just like I wasn't able to. And then, I went to Waka Flocka last night, I'm not going to lie. I didn't even get to bed until like 11:30, 11:45.
Ferry was there too, wrapping up.
Yeah, I seen him. Evan was there and everything. Oh, but I don't even like that stuff. But no, it was
Waka Flocka almost got you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was like, dude, we're 30-something gate pick anyways. We might as well go to Waka Flocka. So we went down there and...
Wait, it's Waka Flocka, not Waka Waka.
Waka Flocka.
Yeah, yeah.
WTF.
Right.
No.
I don't know. I'm saying it wrong. I'm too old. Hey, we all before I hit record, we were laughing about how you're never around after the Nationals, which I like that you left your wallet.
Yeah.
As the Indiana, I felt like that was revenge for you not talking to the media. But let's talk now about your season. You had some bike problems, there's no doubt. You came in missing some time, but there was speed almost always there. Were you happy with the season?
Yeah, I was. I mean, I was pretty beat up from my ankle. I got back from that, and we could have made round one, but I think I was on the bike 2 days before that. So I was like, I'm at this point now, you know, I'm coming in my third year. We need to do something special. So, I talked to the team. Team told me, they're like, whenever you're ready. So, dude, I went out to California, got passed by amateurs right before we went racing. The next week, I was going racing, and I went to the California tracks. I was getting passed by amateurs. So that kind of destroyed me. And then we showed up, High Point, good starts, bike's better. That's the main thing, I think. I mean, I did change a bunch of my program, but, dude, our bike's way better. And then we were strong. We had those bike problems. You know, I came back from the injury. But, you know, if we're healthy, I think we can definitely get things going. You know, I want this. I want to be able to battle next year. And Supercross, too, because, I mean, I haven't really been. I mean, I feel like I'm more of a Supercross guy, but I haven't really showed it at all. So that's my only podium, but... Man, I'm happy with where we are. Dan's first time over here, got him a win, and he's stoked. Ziggy got all emotional. He's crying and everything today. So
cool.
It's cool. I mean, it's good feelings. I wish I could have done this for them earlier, but feels good. I mean, the whole team. You know, we haven't had this in a little while. Especially, I mean, I haven't since my amateur, and then I showed speed, then I got hurt pretty bad, and then man, we haven't been back until these last few outdoors, but. 1-1 on today.
Yeah, great way to end the year too, right? This is going to be your last race of the year, you know.
Yeah, so. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm not planning on doing any off-season things. I want to stay healthy, get ready for Supercross, and give these guys what they deserve. So I'm happy though. I'm stoked on the day.
Awesome, great job today. Thank you.
Thanks.